Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. We are going to talk about the difference between a letdown and leveling up. And when I say that, you might be like, oh, those seem like pretty clearly different things. A letdown and leveling up seem like about as similar as an apple and an orangutan. But they really often stem from the very same thing. And we choose whether we perceive it as a letdown or We seize it as an opportunity to level up. This came from a really powerful interaction I had in the consistency course that was a really great opportunity for everybody in that community. And I wanted to dive into it today. Before we do, though, I want to tell you what we will be giving up to giving up, giving away. We're not giving anything up today that I'm aware of. Maybe not yet anyway, what I'm going to be giving away. So I was sharing on my Instagram these little pops that I've been making for my kids. My twins are teething, and also it's getting warmer, and I have become completely crazed about avoiding things that have dangerous food dyes in them and seed oils, and it feels like everything processed at the grocery store has seed oils, and seed oils are just super, super toxic. Anyway, I shared that I was making these little pops for them with frozen fruit and water, sometimes some electrolytes, kind of depending on what's going on, and Greek yogurt and protein powder, which of course I then get dozens of questions about what protein powder I use for myself and if that's the same one that I give to my kids. Absolutely is the same one. We use a super clean protein called Fit 20. It's a whey isolate. It doesn't have any weird sweeteners or any weird flavorings. I hate it when they put all sorts of chemicals in it to make it taste like Oreo or something like that. It's just kind of, in my opinion, defeats the purpose. So we use a super clean one. It is very, very, very low sugar. So I feel comfortable giving it to my kiddos. I put them in these pops so that it's not just sugar. Even if it's sugar from whole fruit, I want to make sure that we're stabilizing their blood sugar as much as possible. Keeps them happier and healthier, keeps me as a mama a little bit more sane. And then I also do straight up protein smoothies with them. They call them milkshakes, and I'm totally cool with that. They beg for them like it's dessert, and I feel amazing, especially when they're having the days when they're being picky eaters. And I use it too. Sometimes I mix it with my Greek yogurt. Sometimes I just make myself a shake. Lots of different ways to enjoy it, but the pops have been a saver for us lately. And it's called Fit 20. I'll link it up in the show description. I'm also going to give it away to one of you. So listen to the end of the episode and I will share who has won that today. And if you want to be eligible to win one of our weekly giveaways, just leave a review of this podcast on whatever platform you are listening. Okay. I got a message from a new client in the consistency course. And it was actually in response to the progress report link I posted. So essentially in the consistency course, you can fill out a progress report every week, kind of documenting what you were working on, what went well, what didn't, what resources you used, what you need for support, that sort of thing. And this individual commented, "I feel like a failure again." Didn't ask for help. Just, I feel like a failure again. And I reached out to her. We had a great exchange. And it was so important for everybody to hear this message, which is why I wanted to talk about it here on the podcast. It is 100% normal to feel disappointed in yourself. You will probably feel that many times, many hundreds of times in the next year, even if you're crushing it. Whether it's you're disappointed in your reaction to something, disappointed in the way you spoke to somebody that you care about, disappointed in a decision that you made or didn't make, all of the above, it's going to happen. It is normal to feel that, and it is not a problem to feel that. The goal is not to eradicate any sense of, I dropped the ball. I really didn't live up to my own expectations here, and that doesn't feel good. But how we respond to that matters, because what happens a lot of times is that we turn towards the problem and we bury our head in how we feel about it. And we get completely overwhelmed by this sense of, why do I even bother? Here we go again. What is wrong with me? Why do I always do this? And we're just, imagine a car that's spinning out its tires in mud. And the more that it spins, the deeper it goes. And the same thing is happening here. You're spinning your tires in this feeling of disappointment. You are in the muck of the problem. And the more that you spin and how you feel about it, the deeper into the problem you go. And what that means is the further from the solution you move. And it's a real serious trap to get yourself in this mode of how you feel about the problem. I always do this. I start strong and then I blow it. I couldn't even go a single day. I couldn't even go a single week. I don't know what's wrong with me. I say that I want this, but I can't get it together. Now let's contrast that with how it could go a different way. Because sometimes it's like, okay, I get it. It's not helpful, but what am I supposed to do when I feel that way? So let's say you said you were going to do this certain thing and once again, you didn't do it and you feel bad about it. You ask for help. And that's exactly what I said to this client. I said, okay, it's not wrong that you feel like you failed, but you have a huge opportunity to improve your response to that feeling. It would have been so different, and let's now do that and then practice doing it in the future. It would have been so different if you said, Hey, anybody. Hey, Elizabeth. Hey, coach. Hey, mentor. Hey, friend. Hey, resource that I'm tapped into. This is what I was trying to do. This is how it went. This is where I feel stuck. Can you help? Do you have any advice? Do you have any resources? What do you suggest that I do? See, in the first, I failed again. I feel like a failure again. Totally focused on the problem. When instead you say, all right, I feel frustrated. This is what I was trying to do. This is what happened. Do you have any resources? Can you help? Now you're focused on the solution. You're asking for somebody to take your hand and move you closer to the solution. I shared with the consistency course, and you guys have probably heard me say that if you've been around here long enough, there are plenty of places on the internet where it can be like, oh, what's wrong with me? I suck. Or one thing that I hear a lot is, anybody else really struggle with evenings? Anybody else really struggle with holidays? Anybody else really struggle if they're injured? And I understand wanting to not feel like you're alone. Very human. But when you decide that you want to create a change in your life, why are you looking for company in the problem? Alternatively, instead of having it be a letdown, you can have it level you up when you say, hey, is there anybody who has previously struggled with this, but they've made a lot of progress that would be willing to share what changes they made or how they got there? Hey, is there anybody who has overcome this thing that I'm wrestling with? Would you be willing to share what your process has been? Is there anybody who wrestles with feeling like you just don't care or you're too tired or you'll start tomorrow and there's something that you do that helps a ton? Anybody that would share that? That's the difference between somebody who really wants to change and somebody who really wants to complain. I know it sounds harsh. I get it. I understand. But I'm willing to risk pissing a few of you off to help a few more of you not stay in that trap. It's one thing if it happens in some free community online where people just want to complain. Whatever, cool. But see, if you're in, whether it's the Primal Potential Facebook group or you are in the consistency course or whatever, you've raised your hand and said, hey, I want to do better. I want to change. I want to grow. I want to be healthy. Then let's not look for company in the problem. Let's look for connection towards a solution. Let's look for somebody who's willing to say, oh yeah, try this. Oh, this worked for me. Oh, I tell myself this. Oh, I use this resource. That's how we make sure that a letdown turns into an opportunity to level up. I don't want you to not feel disappointed in yourself. You know, that's an indication that you care. That's an indication that you want more for yourself. But what do we do with that? That is really the question. There's a there was somebody that messaged me and said, I got to the end of the week and the beginning of the week went well, middle of the week went pretty okay, but at the end of the week, I just didn't have the energy to do food prep anymore. I was exhausted, I was over it, and the end of the week kind of fell apart. This could be a letdown or it could be leveling up, because there's intel in that. That's so super valuable. And if you're looking for that information and you're looking to improve your strategy based on the results that you create, the experiences that you have, the things that you notice, you will level up. So maybe what you realize is Thursday and Friday, I need to plan for one of those nights to be leftovers and another night to be like grilling hot dogs, right? Something super simple. One of those nights can be leftovers. The other one is we have this go-to takeout option where I know I can get something that's aligned with my goals. Thursday and Friday, every week, that's what it is. Learn from what isn't working. I had a frustrating morning with my kids, and God bless, my twins are amazing. They're 18 months old and they're allergic to eggs. So typically for breakfast, we do something like protein overnight oats or yogurt. And if I let them feed themselves with that, it ends up just creating a lot of work for me with cleanup and stuff on the walls and whatever. So typically if they have those things, I feed them. Well, I was realizing I need options that at this phase, they can feed themselves without a mess, just for those mornings where like I need an extra minute and we're potty training my two-year-old. So like sometimes I'm in the bathroom with my two-year-old while the twins are eating breakfast. I just need those options that they can do that are still healthy, that still have protein. And so in learning from what felt like a train wreck, it definitely came from a morning that didn't go well, a morning where I was frustrated, a morning where they were frustrated. There's intel in that. Improvise, adapt, overcome, right? That's the phrase. What do we do with that? That is how we take something that would normally seem like a letdown and we use it to level up. That's when I was talking about the protein at the top of the show. That's why I said, okay, I'm going to make these pops. I'm going to put protein powder in them. I'm going to put Greek yogurt in them. I'm going to put their favorite frozen fruit in them. I can make it the night before in 2 minutes, and then it takes zero time in the morning, and they're happy and they're occupied for a solid 5 minutes, if not more. Win. That is absolutely a win. Somebody else messaged me inside the consistency course kind of along these lines of it either being a letdown or an opportunity to level up. And she said, when I look at, we were doing this work around defining the ideal and breaking it down and mapping it out. And she said, when I look at the ideal, it feels so far off. It feels out of my reach. And that sense of I'll never get there. I don't even know if I have what it takes. She said, it's messing with my mind. And I said, you do not have to have confidence that you can get from where you are now to where you want to go. You just have to know that you can start. It's just like when somebody says, I feel like a failure again. They don't have to have confidence that like, hey, shake it off. You're going to get there. You don't need to feel that Pollyanna right now, because the belief is built along the way. All you have to level up is an understanding that you can start. There's something you can do from where you are now, something small that you can do from where you are now, and you have to be willing to ask for help. And if you will do that when you feel defeated, when you feel frustrated, when you feel like you can't get there, when you feel like you dropped the ball, look at how you can start from right where you are, one tiny improvement. There's no such thing as an improvement too small, and a willingness to ask for help, that's all you need. That's all you need. You have everything you need to create change if you have a willingness to start and a willingness to ask for help. The last one I wanted to share is somebody messaged me and said that they've been in a spiral. And she said, you know, I set this intention for this week, and I haven't even come close to executing. I've been binging and I've been telling myself that I just don't care and it doesn't matter. And I just haven't been willing to make any changes. One thing that I think is very important to look at is when you feel that way, Are you being totally honest with yourself? See, this is one of those moments where it's either a letdown, like, well, I don't even care. And I don't know how to get myself out of this apathy, or it's an opportunity to level up. Because when you say, I don't even care, I'm in such a funk, I don't care what I do, are you really telling the truth? Because what I said to this client is, I don't believe for one second that you actually don't care, because you wouldn't have spent any money on changing your life, right? And if you're listening to this podcast, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't care. You'd be binging true crime episodes or watching Dateline or something, you know? You are here because you want to change. So if you're telling yourself you don't even care, you're not telling the whole story. It's kind of like, there are moments where I get really angry at my husband. I don't know if I'm the only one. Tell me I'm not the only one. And when I have these thoughts of like, you don't care. You don't care about anything but yourself. I'm not telling the whole truth. I'm just telling myself a piece of the truth that justifies how I feel in that moment. And that is a dangerous, dangerous thing. Sometimes I'll even catch myself doing this with my kids. One of my twins, Charlie, she is very intense, like super intense. She's loud like her dad. And you might be thinking, loud like her dad, you're loud. No, you haven't met my husband. Like, he is just take over a room kind of loud, right? And she is super aggressive. It's funny, unless it's not, you know? And it's interesting to observe how I can tell myself a story that in the moment feels very true, only because it just serves to justify how I feel in a moment. But it's not the whole truth. Like, oh my gosh, this girl, like we can't take her anywhere. That's not even remotely true. It's just this very biased piece of the truth, like it has kind of the same shape of the truth, like a little bit, that it could pass for the truth in a moment. But we got to be more honest. We got to be more honest. And the way that I find that it's helpful to do that, to turn this moment that feels like a letdown into a time where you level up, is to realize I'm not trying to change my mind here. I'm not trying to be all Pollyanna and to be like, I do care. I want to be healthy. I'm a champion for myself and my goals. No, just, is that really true? Or am I just mad? Right? I do this. I promise you, I do this with my husband all the time. Like, is that really accurate? Is that really fair? Or am I just pissed? Am I just hurt over this thing that just happened? Am I just looking for a reason to not take responsibility? And there is an element of being willing to be honest, really honest, that is required for change. That might be the secret sauce outside of being willing to ask for help. The inside you part is you've got to be willing for it to be uncomfortably honest. Like, I do care, but the thing is, when I tell myself I don't care, I get a pass to do whatever I want and deal with it later. That's the truth. Are you willing to be that honest? If you are willing to be that honest, that will be the ultimate level up for your goals. And truthfully, for your relationships and absolutely everything else in your life. When I see people who are struggling with the same thing over and over again, I see people who aren't yet willing to be really honest with themselves. So practice that. Is that really true? Or is this just a line that I know works to let me off the hook for the discipline I said I was going to demonstrate today? And you can still choose it, but let's start by choosing it while being honest instead of choosing it while being dishonest. Every single letdown has the opportunity to be a level up moment, as long as you don't throw a pity party and let yourself get away with dishonesty. Let me know what you think about this. Let me know what questions you have. Let me know what barriers you run into when you start to try to apply some of these strategies in moments where you feel let down. Because this really is at the heart of change. And I'd love your feedback, and I'd love to do a follow-up episode talking about some of the things that you run into on this shift from being let down to leveling up. But before we go, on a brighter, lighter note, the winner of Fit 20, which is the protein powder that I use for myself, for my kids, for my husband, my mom uses this one too. My in-laws use this one as well. It is 257 Ultra. That is the winner. 257 Ultra. If that is you, email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Be sure to email me within 60 days of this episode airing and include your mailing address. Let me know that you are the winner for 1186 and include your mailing address because I am going to send this Fit 20 your way. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day.